Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome. Happy Tuesday afternoon, folks. You are listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. Over there, that's Brian Kelly. And, Brian, it's election day here in the state of Wisconsin. How you feeling today, big guy? It's just a giant ball of nervous energy.
Good. I'm feeling good. Have you voted? Yes.
I did. I voted. In-person absentee voted on the final day allowed in Sun Prairie on Saturday. It was a long line then, and you're seeing lines around the state right now. That's democracy in action. It's also some signals of voter suppression, but people going out there and being able to participate in the election today. Very good sign. Polls are open, folks, until 8 p.m. If you get in line before 8 p.m., you're allowed to stay in line beyond that time to cast your ballot in today's midterm election. If you need to find where your polling place is, learn more about what you need to register, because Wisconsin is a same-day registration state. You can still register to vote today if you recently moved or you just haven't voted in the past. You can still register. Go to myvote.wi.gov to learn more about that. You can find your polling location, learn what you need to bring with you to register to vote, and participate in this great experiment that we call America here in the state of Wisconsin. You can vote until 8 p.m.
Even though it's the United States of America.
Yes, the United States of America. Yes.
Just no, being silly.
No, you're perfect. Yes. America is a large thing. It's two continents. I understand what you're getting at. But did you vote today, Brian?
Oh, I did.
Nice.
Oh, I did. I dropped off the Darbster at the local municipal taxpayer-funded public school. I walked down to my car and drove down the street. And there are three wards, or as the people out east like to call them, wads.
Seriously. Okay, Marky Mark.
Mickey Wad. It's a great movie. They got it right, by the way, the Lawrence people.
Yeah.
They got it right.
Yeah.
They really did. Anyway, there were three wads in my district, and so there was two tables. Mine was completely empty, and then it was 13, 14, and 15. The 15 was empty, but then 14 had a line like all the way across, like the entire length of the basketball floor.
Wow. So, there you go.
Take that for what it's worth. In my empty line, I was 55th. Okay. But that was at 8:10 this morning.
55th, an hour and 10 minutes into the polls.
And there was no one in line. I mean, 55 people came in that.
Yeah, that already hour.
Also, each line had their own count. So when I kind of did a little glance over at where they were storing
where their numbers
counts,
were at.
Mm-hmm. I'd say at least about 600 people had voted that time.
There you go. I don't think I got a number because I don't think they count the in-person absentee. I was ward 16 for mine, Wad 16. But there were a lot of people there for a Saturday morning for the final day of in-person absentee voting. There were a number of people that weren't registered, though, and they couldn't register on Saturday, so they got turned away. Again, if you need to find out about registration or where your polling place is, myvote.wi.gov, you've got just under 6 hours to get in line and participate in the sending your representatives to both Madison and local officials, as well as there is a U.S. Senate race here in the state of Wisconsin, as well as congressional districts. All 8 of the state's congressional districts are on the ballot, so you've got people to vote for at all levels of government.
A couple of non-binding referendums, too.
Yeah, a couple of non-binding referendum. Referenda?
Referendi?
Die? There's a plural there for the Latin, I don't know.
I did take Latin for a year.
I did not.
Sum puella non pulchra. All right.
See, I have no idea what you're saying right now.
I'm not a pretty girl.
Stop it.
That's what I said. So,
all right, folks. Anyway. You are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you want to join the show, share your tangent, 844-967-2789. If you want to share your experience at your local polling place, if you want to share your thoughts on where you believe the results are going to land this evening, give us a call. Send us a text, 844-967-2789.
And since it's 844-96-PARTY, if you are having a political party, let us know.
Yeah, we'd love to hear about your
how are you
party.
Going to celebrate the potential, you know, being able to, you know, breathe out or the fall of democracy? Where will you be celebrating?
and in this fine show, we will be joined by a couple of great guests. We've got Todd Alba. We're going to be joining Alba. I wanted to say it's Alba, but it's Alba.
You know what? Luckily, we'll have him on so he can clarify that whole situation.
He is. He's going to tell us a little bit about his new show that's launching on Monday across various civic media radio stations from 8 to 11. So Todd's going to be joining us in a little bit here. And then at the bottom of the hour, Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area. Since it's a little, you know, Election Day is disorienting. We've got Dan joining us on Tuesdays from the Recombobulation Area. Going to share his final thoughts as voters are right now. Casting their ballots in today's midterm election.
So we are at an interesting crossroads right now where we can
Are we?
Well, I'm not talking just politically, but like we can find out in real time, you know, or at least the day, voter participation, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we can also find out Powerball participation.
Okay. Elaborate. Share for us.
Casting your vote is free. And people say, oh, I don't want to throw away my vote. It doesn't matter. You know, all that stuff. It's free and it's part of my rights and stuff. But they'll go and pay for something and throw away money at a one in how many million chance for one person to do it. Mm-hmm. On top of that, think about the Powerball. That's what? But between all of us, I haven't bought one, but I haven't purchased one either.
But. There's a lot of people out there that bought a lot of those tickets, though.
Enough people have purchased enough tickets to have a nearly $2 billion pool of money,
mm-hmm.
of which the winner can cash out at less than a billion.
2.04 if you take the payouts over 29 years.
my point is we can put that all together and we decide let's give it all to one person and then that's it. But when it comes to like, hey, let's put that together and put it towards a park or like healthcare, people are like, no, damn it. And we have to shove it all at one person. What is our obsession with giving it to one person?
Well, it's the premise behind the lottery, Brian. It's you buy the tickets in anticipation of you potentially being the winner. And so you go into the lottery buying the tickets because you believe that even though the chances are so minute, that you would be that one that gets the whole prize at the end of the drawing.
But the thing is, here's my problem with money in general, is that at a certain point you get so much, you're like, okay, be a little bit more creative. Like, what did you, I took care of my family, and then I got a car. Look, I got a big house, because my imagination's so good, I can have a house.
Hey man, you find out that you get so much money and you accrue it all that you give up, you know, you put on hold your plans to send a smart vehicle to or a EV to Mars, and instead you buy a social media platform and then get trolled by everybody that's on it. So be careful what you wish for, I guess. That's a more creative way to burn through a couple billion dollars than just.
You know, he worked really hard to be born to apartheid emerald money. You know, that's really important.
But Brian, as you said, not only can we see real-time numbers of who's participating in the Powerball, we can also see the numbers for participation in today's election.
Just seeing priorities, man. And, yeah. and these days, you and I were talking earlier, and these days kind of, I don't know about you, but it gets me down. A little bit.
Oh, I'm not. I'm a big ball of nerves. Like every single election day, it doesn't matter.
It's the worst.
Yeah,
because at the end of the day, like we're. And you guys who have listened to this show,
we're watching. Enough, we're streaming live on Facebook, Devil Radio.
Long enough know that one of my major dilemmas and one of my major arguments in my own mind, in my own life, is whether people are worth it or not. Is whether people are like, because again, there's enough people that make Last Man Standing still a viable comedy on TV. Like that, you know what I mean? Like there's enough people that think Big Bang Theory is good enough that it keeps getting played again. Like,
or like, I mean, like, to be like, fair, you know the network mean? Like, just my buys those is, up. Like, they spend so much money, they got to run them.
There's enough people that made My Pet Rock a viable business concept. Do you understand? Like, there's enough people out there that do accept robocalls that it's a viable business model enough that people do it still.
The return on investment is still high enough for somebody to go through and make those robocalls.
And then after that, we have to go and try and again, I believe in this. I believe in democracy. I believe in giving it to the people. But then again, we still have to. I mean, there are people who are like, you know what? I'm going to vote for Ron Johnson. Why? Because his last name is Johnson.
Well, you're going to want to stay tuned to hear those election results as they roll in today, because we're seeing the largest city in the state of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. Election officials there believe, and they have a set goal, to complete the counting of absentee ballots by 11 p.m. or midnight tonight. So they're expecting around that time to be able to process all of the in-person and mailed-in absentee ballots, again, which couldn't be counted sooner because Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin refuse to change the law and allow those ballots to be counted. They like having the boogeyman of a late-night vote drop rather than, you know, say, pass a law, allow a rule change outside of what currently is allowed, where those ballots cannot be counted before today.
Or have an educated process conversation or a conversation about any process or how it works.
In good faith. Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
By the way, right now, like hundreds of people are working very hard.
And thank you to all those election workers, those volunteers, everybody
out
there.
Thank a poll worker. Yes. Thank people who are tabulating.
I think I caught the poll workers off guard on Saturday when I was there for early voting. I thanked them, and they both kind of looked at me shocked. And it was upsetting to me because it was almost like me thanking them for doing the work that they were doing caught them off guard. And yes, you absolutely should thank the poll workers, making sure that our election today is quick, accurate, and concise, and that the voice of Wisconsin voters can be heard across the state of Wisconsin. We're going to be joined by Todd Alba coming up in this next segment, telling us more about his show and some special election night coverage we're going to be doing here at Civic Media. You're listening to Dueling Tangents, 844-967-2789. I think I'm going crazy. Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, he's Brian, and we are joined now by Todd Alba, host of a brand new show here on Civic Media, The Todd Alba Show. Todd, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great, guys. Thankful that we're doing a radio show starting next week and not television, because as I look in my monitor here on the stream, I'm looking remarkably like my former communications professor, George Smith, from University of Platteville, balding and looking old. So I'm glad we're doing a radio.
Can I throw something out there for you? Yeah. That might be a little bit, I probably, now that you brought that up, mm-hmm. You're a Ben Folds looking man. And I mean that as a compliment. Well, I love that man. I love Ben Folds, and he's brought me joy and everything like that. So I'll take that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we try, but yeah. So I'm doing okay. I mean, for a guy like me, I was telling Brian before the show, when Crudy asked if I'd be involved in one of our bosses' election night coverage, the late shift, 11 to 1. I said, absolutely, because I said, I would do this if I was home in my living room with two TVs and a computer and broadcasting to no one. So if I get to do this and get paid for it, of course I'll do it.
There you go.
Do you set up like a cardboard like TV, like camera and stuff like that?
I've never gone that far, but okay. I'm trying to go back in my Twitter history and find my tweet from 4 years ago. I did tweet this scene out, and then I'm going to say this is 4 years ago when I got paid nothing. I'm still doing the same thing, and now I get paid. So that's great.
There you go. Awesome. Yeah, and so you mentioned the special election night coverage that Civic Media is going to be doing here this evening, beginning at 7 p.m., then going into the wee hours of the night, as you alluded to. You got the late shift, Todd, so you're going to be going until Who knows?
Whenever.
Until it's decided. Yeah. You're the anchor.
The final anchor.
The caboose. The caboose.
That's fitting. Anchors.
There you
That's
go.
Fitting.
Yeah.
I've been a pain in the butt for a lot of people. So yeah, caboose is fine.
Well, tell us about that, man. I mean, tell us who you are, where you're coming from, what's your perspective, and what are you going to bring to your show?
So we kick it off on Monday on 8 a.m. on several of the civic media stations across Wisconsin. Check your local listings. And then we're also going to be streaming live on the World Wide Web on the Civic Media app. So you can download the app. And I think we're Richland Center, Amory, Wausau, and Hayward when it gets up and running, and maybe a couple others. So kind of stay tuned for that. But yeah, check it out on the app on WRCE. Richland Center, and that's where I came from. I started my radio career back in high school. I hate to date myself, but it was 1987, July 27th, when I first signed on. And it was not a glorious shift, but for some reason, they kept me around. And then spent 17 years on and off at RCO, and then went into, during that time, ended up going to politics and worked for State Senator Dale Schultz and then Congressman Scott Klug. And I tell people, Dale likes to say, my former boss, I worked five different stints in Dale's office. And again, for baseball people who are a little older, the former manager, longtime manager of the New York Yankees was Billy Martin, who George Steinbrenner fired and brought back several times. So Dale liked to call me the Billy Martin of the Schultz office, but I was never fired. So.
I was going to say, did you ever use any Groucho Marx sunglasses type of thing?
No, I've never had to do that.
Black and Bacon disguise kit or anything. No?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so I worked in Republican politics, was a Republican all my life until 2011 when voter ID happened. I was working for Dale. And, you know, that was just a bridge too far and the straw that broke the camel's back. And I'm like, what the hell am I doing in this party that no longer represents what I believe or who I am? So I left the party and have been an independent ever since. So the show is just kind of going to be about taking calls from people, our listeners. I think it gives people a perspective, having grown up in Southwest Wisconsin, of a more rural kid who's also lived in Madison for 20-plus years. And so we're going to take calls. We're going to talk about politics and current events, but we're going to do some fun things along the way, talk some human interest stuff as well, a little bit of music, so a little bit of this and that, but predominantly a current events talk show from the point of view of a former Southwestern Wisconsin kid.
Well, that's a perspective I'm looking to hear, and I've been longing for not necessarily from the right side, but I guess I've been longing for a reasonable Republican I can make an argument to try and vote for. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I
and totally, so that's yeah. That's a perspective I'm appreciating, because I don't see that. I don't like. I hear them saying I want to be fiscally conservative, but then I see what happens, and I'm like, that's when not the same reality.
Yeah, $1.2 million on a wild goose chase with Michael Gableman, insisting that there was voter fraud in the previous election when he could not provide a single piece of widespread voter fraud. And so we're going to be doing that special election night coverage. We're going to have the show launching Monday, the Todd Alba Show. Monday from 8 to 11. That's weekdays, though, as well, Todd. So you're going to be 5 days a week, 3 hours a day, right out the gun.
You got it. So we better be loaded, ready to go.
Perfect, perfect. And if you want to be able to tune in for Todd's coverage and get a little taste of what the Todd Alba Show will bring, you can listen to Civic Media's special event coverage tonight of the midterm elections. That coverage brought to you by Knuckleheads CBD Vapes and Tobacco Shop, with locations in both Madison and Milwaukee. Since 1995, Knuckleheads has offered customers the finest tobacco and most complete selection of smoking accessories in the area. With a knowledgeable staff and choice products you won't find anywhere else, the team at Knuckleheads will help you find exactly what you're looking for. Everyone at Knuckleheads supports equity, fairness, and the right to vote. Visit them today in Madison or Milwaukee, or shop online at knuckleheads.shop. And so that special event coverage being anchored by Todd Alba this evening, beginning at 11 p.m. until hopefully early, Todd, but who knows how long
I've got a sleepy mat back at the headquarters in Madison. I've got coffee up the yin yang, so we'll be fine. We'll be fine.
You got Evan there, too.
And we got Evan. He's fantastic. You guys are all a shout out to all the engineers, Brian, everybody. Really great job. And Evan, you guys are the ones that make this work, so thank you very much.
Yeah, the Todd Alba Show, joining the Civic Media family Monday, November 14th, beginning 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. You're going to be able to catch Todd weekdays across Civic Media. You're going to want to go to civicmedia.us to learn more. You can see all the stations, all the fine programs like Dueling Tangents and The Todd Alba Show. And give them a follow on social media. I know we're working on getting some of those accounts out there as well. So really glad you could join us this afternoon, Todd.
And yeah, my pleasure.
We'll see you soon because I know you're heading back to Madison to join me here.
I'm headed back. And remember, tonight and on the show, coffee required, pants are optional.
There you go. We love that motto. Folks, you were listening to Dueling Tangents. We're going to be joined by Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area coming up next. We'll be right back.
Hey, you scratch my ear.
Welcome, everybody. Back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian. That over there is Luke. We are coming to you live across the state of Wisconsin.
We are. Across the Civic Media Network. If you want to learn more about your local station, maybe Oshkosh Air Support in Oshkosh, Lake Air in Amory, Radio from the Center in Richland Center, WRCE. You can go to civicmedia.us to learn more. You can see all the stations, all the programming that we are putting out as a network, including the all-new Todd Alba Show that is going to be beginning Monday from 8 to 11 a.m.
And thanks to Todd for his time. I want to make a quick note. You know how everybody's getting texted and called about, have you made a plan to vote or are you going to vote for this person or that?
Mm-hmm.
Every single time, I don't know about you guys, but every single time I reply, civicmedia.us.
There you go. I got a couple of all people, I got texts from Charlie Kirk multiple times this past weekend. And I don't know how they bought my phone number because I never put anything into anything that I think Turning Point USA or whatever organization he's working on. I don't know how they got my phone number. They had to have purchased it off of some list. And I was not FCC friendly in how I responded.
I have fun responding to a bunch of Ron. I respond to a Ron Johnson post on Facebook because I'm part of their algorithm. And that's
middle aged white man.
Yes. I respond as a fun little thing. So,
there you go.
They probably got my number from that. But either way, I always respond to civicmedia.us, where you can go and find coverage of the election the entire night until we have results. Darn it. We're going to be there from 7 o'clock until the end of time, which may be the end of time.
The city of Milwaukee is anticipating having absentee ballots counted and in between 11 p.m. and midnight. So that's roughly the goal for the largest city in Wisconsin, Milwaukee, which does do a central count and could have had those numbers updated probably earlier had the Republican legislature passed a law to allow election clerks to begin counting absentee ballots before today.
I'll believe it when I see it.
And so there may be a little discombobulation this evening. And so in order to be able to recombobulate, we are now joined by Dan Schaefer, local journalist from the Milwaukee area. And Dan, how are you doing this fine Tuesday afternoon, election day here in the state of Wisconsin?
I'm doing well. That was a hell of a segue. That was terrific.
I'm kind of getting a little bit used to this thing. I'm doing some live reads today because of the special event election night coverage that we're going to be doing, and the segues are working out pretty well too.
That was a little parkour against the wall. You were running against you ran at the wall, and then you hit the parkour and rolled right over. That was really awesome. I like that.
It's not a good segue if you guys point out that it was a good segue. I feel like
I think it's great.
Whatever. How are you doing this Tuesday afternoon, Dan?
I'm doing well. I'm actually on the UWM campus right now. I popped over here when Mandela Barnes was doing a quick little event down with the students, taking some photos with some young voters. So that was pretty exciting to see. So lots of enthusiasm in Milwaukee today, that's for sure.
Well, how is the lieutenant governor? Is he conscious still?
He's doing well. He's got a great pair. He's wearing a great pair of shoes. He's smiling, you know, hanging out with everybody. Seems pretty seems pretty relaxed, all things considered. Seemed more relaxed than I am today. So I don't know what that says about me exactly, but I seem to be doing well.
We are just a giant ball of nerves over here at Dueling Tangents. So welcome to the club, Dan. And it's been a pretty long day for him already. I believe the lieutenant governor was on the shift change line at one of the breweries in town in Milwaukee. So he's been out getting out the vote. We've seen lines of voters, though, on college campuses. They're making their rounds on social media. UW Eau Claire's campus has a tremendously long line of students that are waiting to participate in democracy today. We've seen long lines at UW-Madison all week for early voting, but today as well. And so there's definitely some enthusiasm that we're seeing. People participating today. I still wish it was a national holiday. I wish that everybody had the ability to go and participate and not have to worry about work today, but employers across the state of Wisconsin do allow up to 3 hours for you to be able to go and exercise your ability to vote today. So we got just over 5 hours now before polls close. If you are in line before 8 p.m., you can still participate even after 8 p.m. If you're in line, though, you can stay in line. So if you need to learn more about your polling location, what you need to register to vote, because we do have same-day voter registration here in Wisconsin, go to myvote.wi.gov. You can search your polling place, find out everything you need for registering to vote and to be a voter today. Because we're seeing some interesting turnout already, Dan. A lot of people have been saying, you know, it's probably part of what is leading to my nerves is because it feels different. You're seeing the reporting from Craig Gilbert over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel talking about how Wisconsin always has close races, but this one in particular is different because we've never had a U.S. Senate race and a governor's race that is so close in the state of Wisconsin. And today we could have two races within a 3 percentage points, which has never happened before in the state.
I think a lot of people have made the comparison to 2018, you know, with this midterm being a Republican advantage year, that midterm being a Democratic advantage year. But, you know, the governor's race was obviously extremely close in 2018, but the Senate race was not. You know, Tammy Baldwin winning by 11% in Wisconsin is about as big of a landslide as we get in the state of Wisconsin. I don't think anybody is expecting Ron Johnson to or anyone to have a double digit victory this year. So a little bit different from 2018. And I think also, you know, being here on UWM, there's a lot of people out with, you know, campaign stuff going on. And I think it's going to be an interesting election for young people, because 2 years ago, you know, so few people were able to vote in person and at any kind of traditional election day setting. So I feel like there's probably a fair number of students who are, you know, going to their polling place for the first time ever in 2022 to cast their vote.
Yeah. And it is a weird election to try to really understand where and have any ability to predict or where tonight is going to end up, because a lot of people's voting patterns did change in 2020. So you're referencing first time voters that are, say, younger, that want to go and be able to participate in person for the first time, even though they did vote in 2020. But there's also a lot of people that voted absentee for the first time in 2020 and like that model as well, which is for some a reason why we saw so many in person and mail-in ballot absentee ballots already in for today, because now we're seeing that people are also moving away from voting in person and wanting to vote by mail or in-person absentee. And so it's a very difficult trend. Dane County is already anticipating that they're going to, originally the projection was they expected an 85% voter turnout here in Dane County. Now the Dane County clerk is expecting that to be more of a floor of what is expected today rather than just where the ceiling of what they will get to. So there's a lot of people getting out there and voting. How are you recombobulating today? I know you're live blogging as well. And so if you want to tell listeners a little bit more about where they can see the live blog, what are your thoughts as we're more than halfway through this election day now?
Yeah, like you mentioned, I have a live blog for that I'll be updating throughout the course of the day at the recombobulation area. But man, I just love election day. I really do. I love democracy. I love being part of the process. I love all the weird, nervous energy that we get on election day. You know, I have a tradition of my own. I get a burrito from Qdoba every day, every election day. I call it my emotional support burrito. You know, so we're, it's just a fun, I really enjoy it. I really enjoy Election Day. And I think, you know, that's the energy I have. I hope we still have democracy in the future in Wisconsin, because
I hope so too, Dan. That's it's a
emotional support burrito is fantastic. Yeah,
that's going to be one of several things I'm probably going to do. I might even stop twice in the
morning. I don't know what my next meal plan is, but that may be factored in. But emotional,
that was how I got into trouble last time.
You're taking the very optimistic version of the nervous energy. I am the other side of that coin, Dan. I'm just kind of a ball of nerves, and I find this way every election day, so it's not like this is something new for me. This is the first time that I've ever coped with a microphone in front of me during this nervous energy. So it's kind it's a newer thing, but it's definitely, there are some signs where I look at them and I'm like, oh, that's really optimistic. And then there's other signs where it's like, like if this is the last Democratic election that we have in the state of Wisconsin, that's a pretty sad day too, because Tim Michaels, the Republican gubernatorial candidate, last week, Monday, said that if he wins in the state, if he wins today, Republicans will never lose an election in the state of Wisconsin ever again. And so the stakes are pretty high, and there's a lot of
steak. I'm going to eat steak later on too.
There
that's
you
a
go.
Good idea.
Steaks. Steak burrito. It could be an emotional support steak burrito. But there's a lot of takes that are floating around. You've got even the Cook Political Report said that Wisconsin moved from potential toss-up to more lean Republican. And you've been kind of tampering people's expectations when it came to whether or not, say, one candidate is favored or not in the U.S. senatorial race. And so you've talked about how Senator Johnson is the favorite in the senatorial race today. Do you think, and a lot of people I've talked to are like, oh, there's no way that Johnson wins and Evers wins. But there's a lot of split ticket voters here in the state of Wisconsin too. And with your tampering of those expectations, is that something that you can envision tonight, or are you not making any predictions?
I'm not making any predictions, but I think there is an outcome where both incumbents win. Absolutely. And I think it comes down to, in that sense, it comes down to independent voters. In the most recent Marquette poll, independent voters were favoring Ron Johnson by 7% and were favoring Tony Evers by 1%. You know, Wisconsin being the closely contested swing state that it is, as polarized as it is, it's hard to win a statewide election if you don't win independent voters. Again, I'll compare it to 2018. Tammy Bald, you know, Ron Johnson might have a 7-point edge with independent voters going into the election. Tammy Baldwin, I looked at the final pre-election Marquette poll. She had a 22-point edge with independent voters going into Election Day, which, you know, helped carry her to that double-digit victory across the state. So I think, you know, I think there is a real chance there will be a few split-ticket Evers-Johnson voters, you know, perhaps people who, you know, looking at the way that independent voters have polled across over the course of the year, you know, independent voters have been pretty down on the state legislature in general in the state of Wisconsin. And they're also pretty down on Joe Biden, frankly. So you might see, you know, somebody voting for some independent voters siding with Evers as a check on the very powerful Republican state legislature that has been, you know, pretty crazy these past 2 years in Wisconsin. You also might see some independent voters who see Ron Johnson as, you know, somebody in the Senate who could be a check on Joe Biden, who, you know, again, not particularly popular right now with independent voters in Wisconsin. So I think there's a real possibility for some split ticket ones. But, you know, you mentioned turnout in Dane County. You know, that's one place in particular I would expect there to be fewer split ticket voters, because, you know, I think there's a lot of support for Tony Evers and Mandela Barnes in the Madison market. When I looked at the kind of location stuff for those two races, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of difference between the Senate and the governor's race in Madison. So I think the turnout numbers there are encouraging. And then in Milwaukee, you know, I don't know if it's been talked about enough exactly, but Mandela Barnes being one of the few candidates in recent years to run a statewide election as somebody from the city of Milwaukee. I think the last time we had somebody from the city of Milwaukee running statewide election was Tom Barrett a decade ago. So, you know, I think Barnes' numbers in Milwaukee We're stronger than Evers in the city of Milwaukee. So I think that is going to be a pretty interesting factor here as well. You know, we had the Barack Obama rally kind of down the stretch here in Milwaukee. The goal of that was turnout. You know, I've heard good things about how organized Milwaukee is this year, getting into turnout. So, you know, that is, of course, what it is going to come down to, as the cliche will prove true once again.
Well, it wouldn't be a cliche if it didn't prove to be true every now and then. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We are joined by Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area. We got one more segment to share our tangents and hopefully recombobulate a little bit on this election day here in the state of Wisconsin. You want to join the conversation, 844-967-2789. You can call or text. We'll be right back.
All right, everyone. Welcome back. Final segment of Election Day.
Of Election Day version of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. As you may have heard here on Devil Radio's commercial break, we've got special election night coverage tonight beginning at 7 p.m. brought to you by Bunk Tussle, high-speed internet and cellular services. It's also brought to you in part by Chad's Design Build, winner of the 2020 Contractor of the Year Award in the Universal Design Bath category. Chad's Design Build has been improving Madison area homes for more than 30 years. With the core principles of communication, honesty, accuracy, details, and satisfaction, Chad's Design Build continues its mission to build a better world, one remodeled home at a time. The team at Chad's also stands for fairness, decency, and opportunity in our country and society. Visit them online at chadsdesignbuild.com. So thank you, Chad's Design Build, for your sponsorship of tonight's special election night coverage. You can listen
Chad
to
is
Cross
awesome.
Civic Media. Yeah, Chad is a fantastic guy. We really appreciate his support in being able to provide election night coverage this evening beginning at 7 p.m. across the Civic Media Network. And so one of the other aspects, besides the top of the ticket issues that we've been talking about with both Ron Johnson versus Mandela Barnes and Tim Michaels versus Tony Evers, are some of the down ballot races. Some of the races that don't necessarily get as much analysis unless you're a reader and subscriber to the Substack, the Recombobulation Area, where Dan does a deep dive of all of the 116, correct me if I'm wrong, 116 races,
yep. Wow.
Down ballot that are across the state of Wisconsin, going to determine the makeup of a new state legislature. Roughly, there's the highest turnover that we've seen in nearly five decades.
I want to say it's like a third.
Yeah, it's like roughly 30% or more is going to be new faces in these representative seats. And so in our heavily gerrymandered state, Dan, there's only a few that are really competitive. And where's your focus going to be kind of paying attention to as these returns come in tonight, the makeup of our state legislature for the next 2 years?
Yeah, I think, you know, because we are on new maps this year, so it will be a little bit different than past years and you know, kind of understanding these results. Some of the battlegrounds in these states are a little bit different than they had been in the past. But I think, you know, the big picture thing to watch is the push for the Republicans to gain a supermajority. So they are one seat away from getting to that two-thirds threshold in the Senate, and they are five seats away from getting to that two-thirds threshold in the Assembly. So I think it is very likely that they get there in the Senate. In the Assembly, I think it's going to be a little bit of a tougher road. I think there are a couple really, really close toss-up districts that are going to come down to a few dozen votes. I'm talking about the 94th district in western Wisconsin in La Crosse County, the 54th district in the city of Oshkosh, the 84th district in the southwest suburbs in Milwaukee, and the 71st district in the Stevens Point and Portage County area in central Wisconsin. So many of those are seats held by Democrats right now, you know, with the exception of the 84th. But those are seats that Democrats are going to have to protect, and they have a chance to add a couple in the 84th and in the 33rd as well. So it's going to be really, really close. One of the analysis groups that I have used for my projections, CNalysis, they projected their Republicans are going to get to 65 assembly seats, which would put them one short of the supermajority. So it is really, really close.
So, folks, if you're listening in any of those areas that Dan just described and you have yet to decide whether or not you're going to vote or just forgot today is election day, go to myvote.wi.gov to learn about where your polling place is, how you can participate in our democracy today. You can register to vote. We are a same-day voter registration state, and you can make a plan to be a voter because the polls are open for another 5 hours and 6 minutes. So you got plenty of time. That's so much time to be able to register, go to your polling place, and participate in today's midterm election.
And since it's, you know, it's legal that the your boss has to let you out to vote, maybe you can use that as a good thing to go and get out, work early a little bit, you know, go and vote, and then go home and watch the results and see if democracy wins or not. Here's a quick...
or you can listen.
Yeah, you can listen here on the Civic Media. Here's a curveballish type of question. All right, so when I went and voted today, and this may be a wonky thing, but I noticed that every single Democrat on my ballot was first. Every single one. And I don't know if it was, like, how much of a factor does that play into people voting? Because we're talking about independents here. We're talking about people that still, today, don't really, are still like, maybe, I don't know, maybe the guy, I like the last name Johnson more than, you know. My point is that how much of a factor, like, because we're going through all this data and all this, all these ideas and all these things, does anyone factor in, like, who's at the top of the ballot versus who's at the bottom of the ballot? You know what I mean? Like, does that even enter into any of the calculations at all?
I think it does. I have no idea for sure, but I think in Wisconsin, when these races are decided by decimal points, every little thing matters, right? Every little nonsense thing that has happened over the course of this campaign, all the way through to the placement of candidates' names on ballots, I guess,
yes,
Brian, could make a difference in this
race.
That's
my point, is that I'm trying to think of, like, we've gone over all the policies, we've gone over all the ideas, we've gone over, like, the races and things. We're talking about margins on margins on margins here. And, you know, I noticed that literally all the Democrats were first in line, whether they were incumbent or not.
I think it has to do with just Democratic, because you vote
Evers,
by parties.
Michaels, Evers,
well, no, but it's alphabetical order. And so I think the Democratic candidates come first over Republican, and I think they come before independent. The only party that would jump ahead of the Democratic candidate on a ballot in Wisconsin, I believe, would be the Constitutional Party. And so
they were never listed first.
Were there any? I didn't even know if there were any candidates on the Constitutional Party.
There were a couple.
All right, then my alphabetical order theory is completely shot.
That's what I said. I'm trying to figure out a pattern as well too. I don't know. You know, that's a good question for Maggie Dawn. I'm sorry.
There you go. You're gonna have to ask Maggie.
My point is like, there's so many things going on here. It could come down to just, this guy's first.
You know, it could.
This is how crazy I've gotten, guys.
You know, I think what you're talking about speaks to a larger issue, which is that we look at all this polling data, we look at everything, all these different things, and I think at the end of the day, sometimes it just comes down to vibes, and it just comes down to nonsense, and that's where we are.
And that's why it's important to recombobulate. Dan, real quick, let's let our listeners know how they can find more about the work that you're putting out at the Recombobulation area.
Yeah, you can subscribe on Substack at therecombobulationarea.substack.com. I will also let your listeners know, because many of your listeners might be fans of As Goes Wisconsin, Kristen Bry.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen and I are going to try to do an Instagram Live tonight at 9 o'clock to go over some of the early returns. So be sure to tune into that. And I think I'm going to be joining her show later at 7 o'clock as well. So
Kristen and I are anchoring the 7 o'clock hour. So we'll get to talk soon.
Yeah.
I'll be nervously waiting in the wings.
Perfect. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Make a plan to be a voter. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2:00.